Hello again, this is Dolores Cannon with the Metaphysical Hour. And it's really good to be back. You know, I've been gone the last 2 weeks. I had to go to Hawaii. Isn't that awful? We left here, it was 20 degrees and snow on the ground, so I didn't mind at all having to go all the way over there. But I went to the island of Kauai, and not Hawaii, but Kauai, the smaller island, and I did lectures and a class there. So that was really nice. And then I came directly from there to the Laughlin UFO conference that was right after that. And I do want to tell you that it's definite that that was the last UFO conference of Bob Brown's to be held in Laughlin. And everybody there was very upset about it because they don't like to see it stop. But the conference was bought out. I think the name of the organization is called Open Minds, and they are moving it to the Phoenix Scottsdale area. So it'll be there next year. I don't know if it's going to work or not because, you know, some people like the Laughlin area with the gambling. I don't gamble, but a lot of people have gotten used to it because it's been about 20 years he's been going there. But it is the last show for the Laughlin area, so I was glad I got to speak at that one. And while I was there, I filmed for the Project Camelot, so I'll probably be seeing me on there. But I just want to give a couple of announcements before I bring my guest on. Next week, I will be in Des Moines, Iowa. I'll be doing a book signing at the Ancient Ways Bookstore. And that's in Des Moines. That's on, this is 3029 Ingersoll in Des Moines. I'm doing a book signing at 5:30 on Friday the 12th. And I'm going up there for the Edge Life Expo. That's going to be going on Saturday and Sunday, March 13th and 14th. So after the book signing, on the Saturday and Sunday will be the Edge Life Expo. That's going to be at the Marriott Hotel downtown in Des Moines. So if anybody wants to come, I'll be speaking on Saturday. So that's my next project anyway. I don't get to stay home very long, but I want to let everybody know in case you do want to come to the Edge Life Expo and the book signing. All right, let me give out the toll-free number in case anyone wants to call in tonight, because we've got a fantastic guest, and I know you're going to want to talk to her. The toll-free number is 1-888-815-9756. 888-815-9756, in case you want to call in. Our guest tonight is Sherry Edwards, and I don't know if you remember, before I left to Hawaii, we tried to get her on the phone, and all the little gremlins were playing with the telephone lines, and we just didn't get through. I was very disappointed that we had to wing it that night, but we've got her now, and she's here, and she's going to be, where are you, Sherry? What place are you at?
Ohio.
Where?
Ohio.
You're in Ohio. Well, that's not too far away from me. So she's in Ohio, and we're talking with Sherry Edwards tonight. Now, Sherry and I go way back. We all started out on our careers at the same time, and I know it's been over 20 years ago.
At least early 80s.
Might be going on 25 now, because I first met you at the Whole Life Expos way back in those days.
Yeah, early 80s from what I can remember.
Well, I know at least the late 80s, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
But Sherry Edwards is a real pioneer. She has been devoting her whole career to sound and the healing with sound. And I know when I first met you, you were showing videos of how everyone has a different frequency or a different tone. And that if you could find that, you could promote healing. But I think you've come a long way since those early days.
Well, we have put it into science, but it goes way back.
I know, because you've been working. You are definitely a pioneer. Sherry received the New Science of the Year Award from the International Association of New Science. And she runs, this is your own company, isn't it, the Sound Health Alternatives?
Yes.
Okay. So they are definitely getting into the research end of how sound can affect health. But Sherry, before we get into what you do, I want you to tell everybody how you got into this. Tell us some about your background, where you came from with all of this.
Well, like I said, from Ohio, poor, up in the hills, up in the holler, Appalachia.
Uh-huh.
And I lived in a corn crib, and we had no electricity, no running water. So everything was very quiet, no radio, no TV, nothing to disturb what you were hearing in the peace of this hollow that we lived in. And I didn't know I was different. I didn't know that hearing sounds from the carrots and the cats and the chickens and whatever, and being able to communicate with them, I didn't know that was unusual. I knew that humans were sometimes afraid of me, but the animals certainly were not. I used to say, well, Aunt Georgie said such and such, and Aunt Georgie would say, I did not. I thought it. I didn't say it, you little witch. And I didn't know any different. I didn't know what witch meant. I just knew that everybody gave off a sound. And then in going to school and being in the speech and hearing department, I found out that people have sounds coming out of their ears. And that's what I was hearing from the humans. But what I was hearing from the plants was a morphogenic resonance that Rupert Sheldrake talks about.
Yeah.
And the animals also have this otoacoustic emission, they call it, coming out of their ears. So soon, I mean, that they just thought I was nuts. They thought I was very psychic. And then
well,
John
You're talking about sounds coming out of the ears rather than coming out of the mind that you were picking up?
Well, I think it is from the mind, because the ear is like that opening to your brain, that where your brain's sitting there oscillating in this bucket of fluid. And every time you have a thought, there's an oscillation that goes with it. And so I just think that sound was coming out of the ears. John Hopkins University proved that people have this otoacoustic emission, and they proved that my ears hear it. And I just think my ears were trained because I didn't have anything else to listen to when I was younger.
Do you think it's rather like the way dogs can hear sounds that humans can't hear?
Absolutely. That's the perfect analogy.
Okay. So they're there, but, you know, most humans don't hear them.
They don't consciously hear them. But I think they hear them, they just don't know it. And that's why they get feelings about people or things. And that's how they can tap into history and about an item, because it holds that vibration.
Yeah.
And just as I've learned, okay, that sound of D means that person has diabetes, I think people have learned to relate these sounds. I can't prove this, but I believe that the sound coming out of the ear, okay, here it goes little teeny from the ear and gets bigger and bigger like a big foghorn kind of thing. And the interruptions from other people's frequencies of their voice and their thoughts interfere with that pattern, and that gives us meaning, a new way to think about how we communicate. So I've done this all my life, and I made the mistake of saying one day, don't you hear this sound? This is so easy. I can't understand why you people don't hear this. And I lost the ability for about 3 days, and I just nearly went nuts, because I didn't realize how much I depended on that to make decisions and to know what was going on in my environment. I was lost.
It sounds like rather like a psychic ability, only it's just one that the normal psychics don't say they have.
Well, I think they do in clairaudience and that kind of thing. But I also believe that the definition of psychic is knowing you know something without knowing how you know.
That's true.
And so if we can define this in a scientific way, one, so people won't be afraid of it, and then we can explain why people know the things they do. And I think it's well beyond where you and I live in these bodies and, you know, in this house or whatever. I think we can also tap into past things. Like when you study Nostradamus, I think you're actually tapping in to his energy, and you're just kind of the radio that brings that forward, a very special radio. But I think not only now, one-on-one, but I think past, even future things can be tapped into this way. If we find the keys, and we have found a lot of the keys that I would like to talk to your audience about.
Okay, because, you know, some people, what is it called, telekinesis, when they can pick up objects? Is that the word?
I think
they get feelings and things and pictures off on an object.
I
is
think
that
you're
the
right.
Word for it?
I think so.
Uh-huh. Because, you know, that's what I've found, that everything is frequency and vibration. Everything is energy, and it's all vibrating at different frequencies, and everybody is unique in that way. We all have our own frequency and vibration. So that's what you're working with, too, isn't it?
Yes, it's like when you walk into a room and you see somebody and you think, oh, I can't stand them,
yeah.
Or the other way around, I really want to get closer. It's the frequency that you're attracted to. Maybe you don't have the note of D, and they do, so you're just attracted by the number. You know, we're just sophisticated, number-based robots.
Well, I remember in those early days, like I said, you've gone way beyond this now. You were showing video of how you were able to cure cancer and things like that by finding the person's individual note or tone.
Well, you're going to get in trouble here to say I cured cancer.
Yeah.
Actually, the body does its own. All we did was find a way to tap in to the body's natural resources and provide them the frequencies that they had missing, so the body healed itself. And, but yes, we've helped
see,
a lot of
people. That's what I'm working with now. I don't know if you know my work now. I've been doing it for many years, is healing. And I do it with the hypnosis, but I'm doing it with a very deep level. And we are definitely working with frequencies and vibrations. And the body does heal itself. We find
out
what caused the problem, and we're able to I don't do it, but the method that we does do it. So I understand what you're talking about.
Well, when you hypnotize the person and you go to those deep levels, you get rid of all the prejudice that said, I couldn't, I shouldn't, I ought not to be able to do this. And you get rid of that layer, and then the body beautiful just comes up and says, this is my perfection, let's go.
Yeah, because that's it. I say I get the conscious mind out of the way. The conscious mind is the stupidest part of the human being. We don't want that part at all.
Well, all that programming and oughts and shoulds and commercials and the right toothpaste.
And we have to go to the doctor. The doctor is the only one that can cure us without realizing we can do it ourselves.
Yes,
we are a powerful human being. We have great power we haven't even tapped into.
Think about the old-fashioned doctors that we used to go to and how we cared about them as a person, and they cared about us. And we still have that concept in our mind that the doctor is very caring, and some of them are. But they're so dictated to by insurance and HMOs and FDA and drug companies that they can't really practice the medicine they want to practice.
Yeah, that's why I try to steer people over to the natural healing and the alternative medicine, because to get them away from the drugs and all of that.
I think
that's where it is. You know, we've got to get back to where we can heal our own bodies ourselves.
And when we're there, then we can use that energy to maybe heal our country, because we certainly need that.
Oh, definitely.
And
well, what was it you said you wanted to tell the audience? You want to talk about, well, how did you discover this in the first place, about the sounds being able to heal?
Well, it was just kind of one of those accidents. In being able to hear these sounds, and people would come to me with migraines, and I would just teach them to hum a sound, and the migraines would go away, and I was just kind of doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And then I was typing a paper about tinnitus or ringing in the ears, and I thought, oh, my God, I am so sick, because I hear sounds, I hear symphonies, I hear music that other people don't hear, and I thought, you know, I'm just crazy. I'm totally schizophrenic here. And so I went to have my hearing tested, because I was on the speech and hearing department, and I was so lucky that the man who tested my hearing had been studying the ancient samurai warriors.
Oh.
He had high blood pressure, and he wanted to start a family. And so he came into this little soundproof room, and he said, Sherry, what are you hearing? your hearing is off the scale. So I just did his sound. I can only do sounds that I hear. And he just nearly dropped to his knees. It dropped his blood pressure. And he said, I think what you've tapped into is the sound, the yell the samurai warriors did right before they attacked an opponent. And that lowered their blood pressure and gave them the advantage. And I have held that piece of information out here because I really didn't understand it till kind of recently.
Uh-huh.
But we started a research project with this to see if we could lower his blood pressure with frequency, because he had a high blood pressure that was rendering high blood pressure medication that was rendering him impotent, so he couldn't start a family if that was the case.
Yeah.
So we got his blood pressure under control and then did this research project to see if we could control blood pressure. And we could, and to great degrees. And it just kind of snowballed from there. And I just started working at the university and trying to find out what these sounds meant, because we did it all with my voice in the beginning. And we'd get frequencies, because I would touch something and I'd get its frequency, and we'd write that down and see if we fed you vitamin C, would that frequency come out? And it did. And we just started putting it together into a project. But,
well, you know, you're talking about the lowering the blood pressure with sound. Doesn't it kind of go along with like meditation? And when you sit there and listen to nice, beautiful music,
mm-hmm.
that it does, you know, quiets the person down and lowers the blood pressure.
But that's frequency too, music.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's something in the music, not this loud stuff. I don't know what that's doing to people. But some of this soft, you know, gentle music must have tones in there that the person can relate to then.
Mm-hmm. And just calms them down. They take the pieces they need. And so I'm going along trying to find answers to how this is happening, because we're getting results. We're getting nerve regrowth and reversal of macular degeneration and asthma and all of these incurable diseases. But here's the sounds going on, and when they get stuck, they'd ask me for the sound because I created the computer programs. And then along comes Sylvia Franck, who wrote a book called The Tree of Life and the Holy Grail.
Okay.
And it's about the Templar information and some of the modern keepers of the Templar information, which is not a treasure of gold and whatever. It's information on how we got here, how we started, how we're frequency-based, and how to go about this. And she names Rudolf Steiner and Royal Rife and Wilhelm Reich and, you know, the big names in energy medicine. And
those are some of the pioneers way back, you know,
mm-hmm.
back before the Second World War. They were doing a lot of research and things like that, you know.
Great people. And she names in this book the modern keepers of the Holy Grail. And somebody gave me this book and said, read page blah, blah, blah. And there it is. Sherry Edwards is a modern keeper of the Holy Grail.
Wow.
That answered so many questions for me, because people would ask me questions and I would think, good grief, I don't know the answer to that. And then I would hear my mouth answering. I'm like, I'm over there in the corner watching this body answer this question. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I got to write this down because that's really interesting and I'll go check it out. And that happens so much that unless people ask the question, the answer doesn't come out.
Yes, that's what I found in my work. You have to ask the question and then all the answers are there.
Absolutely.
And you have to trust what you're getting.
And know not to interpret, but just give it as it comes.
Yeah.
And so we've built an entire technology on these answers. But we're also, I get lots of answers about things hidden, about mysteries, about how to really look at the false starts. And one of the false starts is in the Bible.
Okay.
And it's in the book of Numbers. And where it talks about 3, 6, and 9. Well,
okay.
if you will make geometric shapes of the three, which would be a three-sided pyramid, and you start putting them together in configurations of 3, 6, and 9, And that's the way I was hearing sounds in the beginning. And that's what we used in the beginning. But when you start putting these together in different geometric shapes,
okay.
There's one shape that comes out. It's triangles, but its shadow comes out in squares.
Uh-huh.
And the geometry of those squares and how they're put together is the secret of fractals. And those are the formulations that we use to have the body reverse its own disease.
Okay.
It's a matrix of numbers, and it's hidden in your voice. Just like there's things hidden in the vocal codes, there's things hidden, not vocal codes, in the Bible codes, there's vocal codes in the body that individually allow you to know how your body should be treated, what its genetics is, what it's susceptible to, what its blood type is. It's all there. It's
but you know, when we're talking about hearing these information, sounds like you're tapping into the same power, I call it, a force that I work with, because it comes through the people I work with, but mm-hmm. It's always the same. It answers every question you could want to know. And the people say sometimes afterwards they hear themselves talking and they don't know what they're saying or where it's coming from. But that's I tap into it by getting them into that deep level. But
mm-hmm.
It sounds like you have tapped into the same force that I'm working with. And it's beautiful. It's full of love and it has so much knowledge.
It's the all. And I believe that's God. All pure
yeah.
sentientness in one pot to
uh-huh.
me is God. And we've just covered things up. I don't know when humans learn to lie or the reasons they learn to lie.
Yeah.
But they started to cover up who they are. And
uh-huh.
with the lies comes the dampening of their unconditional field. And so you're tapping into that with hypnosis with people. We're tapping into it through their voice while they're very much conscious.
Yeah.
So we have computer programs that we are offering to the public for free. And people
free.
Say...
Okay.
People
well, I was
say,
going to say, I was going to ask you, at first you were doing it with your own voice that had you progressed to having a computer isolate the tones.
Yes, because I just was so overworked, I had to do something.
The same with me. That's why I'm teaching my classes. I can't do it all anymore. We have to clone ourselves, don't we?
I think the people who've tapped into this flow are the people who are out there leading other people to it, and you can watch the aha when they begin to touch it, when they get to their foundation. So we've created a computer program that we give away, no questions asked. We don't take their email address. We don't take anything. There's no commercials. This is really, really free. And people say, free, it's got to have some problem with it. Why are you
some
giving
strings,
it away?
Strings, they figure some strings attached somewhere.
Yes. But somebody had to step forward and make a change because our system that the government is running is just going to hell in a handbasket.
Oh, I know. So I run into this all the time with my clients. They come to me, they're going to have surgery or they've got serious illnesses, and my job is to keep that from happening. So we have to change the whole way of medicine. Well, medicine is not the right word, but, you know, we have to change
mm-hmm.
the way of helping the person heal themselves. But this sounds fantastic.
Dolores,
what
how many
doing?
People do you kill a year by what you do?
Well, myself?
How many
well,
people do you
with,
kill doing this for people?
Oh, kill? I thought you meant heal. Oh, I haven't killed anyone that I know of. We've done a lot of miraculous healings, but I don't think I've hurt anybody.
Well, look at conventional medicine. How
oh,
many
yeah.
people do they kill a year?
Oh, that's right. That's right. I have many coming to me who have had unnecessary operations.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're scheduled for surgery that's not necessary, but the doctor says, well, we're going to operate anyway. And to me, it's ridiculous. Yeah,
well,
we don't hurt anyone with our work.
It's money, money, money. They, and I'm going to define they in a minute, are doing
okay.
it for the bottom line, money, not for health. Last year I went to my doctor just for a checkup. You know, I'm 63 years old, so let's do a checkup every couple of years and just kind of see what's going on. And all of a sudden, she's sending me to this get a heart thing in this little hospital clinic. I said, what are you doing this for? What's wrong? And she said, oh, we're just going to do a hysterectomy. And I said, why? She said, well, you're just of that age. I said, no, thank you. I never had a bit of trouble. I'm keeping my parts. And that's just ridiculous. That's money.
I mean, you know, that's what people have come to me, and they've taken out perfectly healthy organs. And I said, why? There's no reason for that. It's ridiculous.
Well, the reason is money, money, money. You know,
but I mean, you're at a certain age. What does that have to do with anything?
My parts are fine. But
I still have all my parts. I don't know why we'd want to take them out just to satisfy a doctor.
That's crazy, isn't it?
I had one client came to me, and I wish I could have got her before she went to the operations. They removed both of her breasts that were perfectly healthy because there was a history of breast cancer in her family.
Oh my God.
And I said, that is as crazy as saying, I'll cut off your arm because you might fall and break it someday. And they have filled the person full of so much fear that they'll do anything the doctor says.
We've worked with so many people with breast cancer, and that just makes me want to cry.
I know, because there's no reason for any of this. And the other ones have told me they wanted to take out a perfectly healthy organ because something might happen. And I said, that's ridiculous.
Well, you're going to die sometime. Why not just kill them all now?
Yeah. But, you know, one doctor, I have a lot of doctors coming to me as clients, and one of them told me, if we don't use fear, you won't do what we tell you to do.
Ooh.
So that's why they frighten you, to make you do, to have the operations, take the medication, take the tests, and do all of that.
Well, the same thing with all that swine flu scare.
Oh, that's ridiculous, isn't it?
You know, healthcare ought to be about health, not about fear, not about lining somebody's pocketbook. You know, that's just kind of crazy. Let me tell people where they can get this free computer program.
Okay, because I definitely want you to do that.
Okay,
our idea is to keep the person healthy. They don't want to go to a doctor and have to get sick. We want to keep them healthy. Okay, now you want them to email you or send or
no,
how,
they
how
can,
to get this?
They don't have to do anything but go to the web, and it's Nano, N-A-N-O, that means little, nanovoice, one word, .org, and download the program. And if you've got a Mac, there's another special little thing you have to download, and the instructions, 7 little clicks. And
well, just a minute. But this program will download the sounds and everything. Is that what you mean?
Well, they'll download a program.
Yeah.
And they talk into a microphone, and they click 7 little buttons, and the computer will spit them out a report of exactly what's going on.
Oh.
We just,
well, give out the website again. It's Nano, N-A-N-O.
Mm-hmm, voice.
Is that all one word?
Yes. Nano means
Nano.
Little. And nanovoice.org.
.org. Nanovoice.org. And they go on there, and they can download this program.
Yes.
I want to make sure they understand this so they can do it. And what will it do? Just be like an analysis of their body then?
Well, it depends on what they want to do. When Obama came out with all this stuff about vaccinations, the national emergency and all that, he was interviewed by John King on Face the Union. And I analyzed his voice. And when he's talking of using this program, and when he's talking about vaccinations for the people, his voice is perfectly happy and calm and okay. But when he talks about vaccinations for his children, there's a lot of physical fear comes up.
Uh-huh.
So he's in conflict. So they can use this program to look at important things like Obama. They can look at their partners. We just looked at Ellen and Simon from American Idol to see if they're going to get along. We were
okay.
We were able to look at Rush Limbaugh's voice when he collapsed in Hawaii. and tell what was really wrong with him because they couldn't find it. We know what's wrong with him.
Uh-huh.
So we looked at Tiger Woods.
What was wrong with Rush Limbaugh?
He has nanobacteria.
Oh. He said they didn't find anything wrong with his heart, is what they said on the news.
Yeah, they wouldn't find nanobacteria. Nanobacteria is really crystallization of calcium, and it builds like a crystal will build, so it looks like bacteria, but it's really the crystal building, and it causes occlusions.
Okay.
And people can tell when they have nanobacteria. They're not using their calcium well, and they have a lot more tooth plaque than normal.
Okay.
And that's a threat to the heart. You know, there's been some athletes just dropped dead on the basketball court from nanobacteria and causing occlusions.
Okay.
And his voice was full of it.
But whenever they do this program, and you said it analyzes and tells them what's wrong with the body?
Well, this is a personality profiler. So let's say, Tiger Woods' apology to about his wife, Elin. Did he really mean it? No. He did it for sponsorship. He did it to make everything all right with his sponsors. But his real motive was people were calling up his wife's integrity. That's what his real intention was, to tell the world that she didn't hit him. And you can see it so clear in his vocal print.
Okay.
But we did Janet Napolitano, head of Homeland Security. She was not being truthful about swine flu. We did it for Kathleen Sebelius, the head of Health and Human Services, about swine flu. She was not being truthful. So we knew that this was not going to be a big deal. So you can look at any government official, even Bogovich that sold Obama's Senate seat. We knew he was guilty. It was in his voice.
Uh-huh.
And you're able to tell.
Can you use this program? Would be good for police, wouldn't it?
It is being used by the police under a different name.
Uh-huh.
And if you go through an airport, did you go through an airport where they had guards?
Well, they've always got security. Security guards are always around the when you're checking through security.
Did they have any glasses on with a little thing on it that looked like a bicycle mirror?
I didn't really pay attention.
Well, next time you see
that. I'm in and out of the airport. Every week I'm in a different airport.
Well, next time, if that little mirror.
It reflects like a mirror, you mean?
No, that little mirror is really a light, and it's measuring your voice. And if it clicks red, you're fibbing. And if it clicks green, you can go on through.
Oh, but I thought you meant it's like sunglasses that have a mirror outside. It's not like that.
Well, they look like sunglasses, but have you ever seen anybody riding a bicycle with a little rear view mirror on their glasses?
I live in a little town. We don't have that.
Well, it just looks like one of those little bicycle mirrors.
Okay. But it's picking up the people's voices as they're going through the line.
Yes, it's picking up the tremor, and it's measuring the tremors in their voice.
Okay.
And it'll tell you whether you're lying or not. But with this little nano voice, and we just did a free class about this, creative ways to use the nano, and we'll repeat it for people if they want. And it just tells you how to use the program and how to analyze it beyond what the printout is. For instance, people who have trouble losing weight, there's three notes that we look at, D sharp, E, and F. And it just divides it up into musical notes, you know, do, re, mi, and all that.
Yeah.
So if you have D sharp too high or too low, and it'll tell you what the average is, then you have dopamine as a weight problem. It's a neurotransmitter that controls your satiation influence. And then norepinephrine and serotonin. So we can tell people what neurotransmitters are controlling their weight issues.
Okay.
So that's just another thing that you can do with it. But are we a truthful people? People want to think they're truthful.
We think we are. We try to be.
And they want to know what's really going on. But this will tell you when people are truthful or not.
Uh-huh.
even to your own core. You know the movie The Secret?
Yeah, which is no secret. It's not a secret, but... okay.
Well, it tells you in there you can have what you want by your intention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what it leaves out is this attention, is this intention real for me? If you want your neighbor's wife, and she's already belongs to somebody else, you know, is it whoever has the best intention gets her, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, when I do lectures on creating your own reality and, you know, creating what you want, I always tell them there's two no's that you can't do. There's two don'ts. One of them is you never take away from anybody else, and you never create anything that's going to harm anyone else. Those are the two things you don't do. Otherwise, you can create anything you want, and you can have it.
Well, there's a situation that happened to me. I was doing a seminar for Michael Beckwith, and he's one of the people in The Secret.
Yeah.
At his Agape Church in Los Angeles. And right before the workshop was to start, this lady came up to me and she said, "I'm going to be your guinea pig for the night." And I thought maybe Michael sent her. And I said, "Well, by whose authority?" And she said, "Mine. The Secret said I can have what I want. That's what I want. That's what's going to happen." I said, "Well, what The Secret left out is where your rights stop or mine starts."
Okay.
And I've already chosen my people for this evening. I'll be glad to talk to you after class. But she stomped off mad.
I wonder what it would have shown.
Well, we don't know now. Anger, maybe. But
yeah,
she just,
that's true.
She just decided that that's what was going to happen, and she didn't consider that there was might be somebody else's rights there. But this little program will show you where and who you are at your foundation.
Oh.
So people can have that program if they want to do it for themselves, and if they want us to do it for them, we will do that.
Uh-huh.
They can go to another one of our sites called Nutra, N-U-T-R-A. Sound.
Spell that again. What is that?
N-U-T-R-A. Nutra?
Nutra.
N-U-T-R-A.
N-U-T-R-A. Nutra.
Sounds.
And sound.
That is plural. Nutra Sounds.
Sounds. Nutra
dot
Sounds.
.com. And they can
yeah.
sign up to have their voice done over their computer, and they can watch us do it.
Oh.
We are
that's
convinced.
It's NutraSounds.com.
Yes.
Okay. And then, that's what I was wondering. If they did this, how would they find the tone that would be the one that would cure them?
Music, color. They could hum the tone. We'll tell them what, if they're going to do a nutrition report, we'll tell them what nutrition it relates to.
Okay.
We'll tell them what sun sign it relates to. If they're looking for a partner, we'll tell them what kind of partner they are and what they need in a partner.
Okay.
So there's just a lot of information that they can give out. But we really don't want to end up doing this for everybody. We want to teach them to do it for themselves.
Okay, yeah, because you've got enough to do.
Yes, and we'd like to...
But this will, you'll be able to find the tone that they need for whatever is wrong with them then.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever's right with them.
Okay. And when they hear this tone, then will this help with the disease or the physical problem?
Well, if it's music, I have to back up here a step. We
yeah.
can give them management reports and say, okay, this is a muscle that's keeping your golf swing from working correctly. But they're going to take that to their chiropractor, to their massage therapist, to wherever they go, or just learn to stretch that muscle out themselves to make their golf swing better. But we can
okay.
identify the problem.
All right.
Now, if they want us to help them fix it, then they have to go to someone that's trained in bioacoustics. And we can do that. There's free videos. On the NutriSounds I just gave you, there's free videos that they can look at and see what this technique is.
Okay.
And not all of them were done by us.
So you have trained people then all over the United States to do your work?
All over the world.
All over the world to do this. So do you have a list of these people for referrals?
Yes, there's a map on that Nutrisounds.
.com?
.com.
Yeah.
But we can do this right over the internet for them too. It's so much easier that way.
This way they can refer them to someone who has been trained by you.
Yes.
That's in their area. See, I have that on my website too. I have all of my students all over the world listed on my student page, that if anybody wants to go to any of those. Because, you know, we just can't do it all anymore ourselves. So it's the same thing. I'm having it out there. If somebody wants to go, they've been trained. So
yeah.
You're doing the same thing.
And we're also trying to train groups of people to take this to their community. We have a big project going on right now about post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. We did a project with the Army. They came to us and said, we need to look at closed head injury on the front line because we don't know who to send back in to fight and who to send back to the hospital. Can you help? I said, well, I don't know. Well, let's try. Well, we finished the project. We were able to tell them 9 frequencies that would show up within 8 minutes or so of when the soldier was damaged and the degree of the damage so they could make a decision based on send them back or send them into battle again. With that,
what you're doing is very, very valuable work.
We want to think so.
You're on the front line out there. I mean, this is very important, very valuable work.
Thank you. Coming from you, that means a tremendous lot.
Well, I mean, you know, I work with so many people, but I know when this is really very important. I'm really glad you're doing it. Are you still giving classes to train people?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that I wanted to share with your people this evening, because as we did this TBI, traumatic brain injury, there's also post-traumatic stress disorder that goes with that. So we put together a computer program for that, and we've gone to our Congress people to get that funded. But we're also going to go ahead and do it on our own and make it available to the people. We have a class coming up next Sunday, not the Sunday coming, but on the 14th. And it'll be a free class for people about this training. And we're going
Where's the class going to be?
Online. I mean, they can come to Ohio and sit in our classroom if they want, but they can also do it online. All they have to do is have a computer, give us their address so we can send them a link and they can watch it on their computer, invite their neighbors, you know, invite the entire community if they want. But they need to write to us so we can send them the link. And it's class.
Do you post these classes on your website?
Yes, and we post them on our Facebook.
Oh, on your Facebook and also on your website. So people will know. Because next Sunday, I'll be in Des Moines on my way back. But I think this is very interesting that people can do this.
Well,
and that you're still training people to do it.
Well, we're training them on the smaller courses to take this back to their community. 1 in 5 returning soldiers are trying to commit suicide.
I believe that. I've heard that.
And the government's doing very little to help them. We think we can at least help them with their nutrition and the brain chemicals that have been damaged. So we want to train people to help. And we want to create these little centers, one in every town. So if there's soldiers there, they can come to do this PTSD. Another program we're doing is swine flu. They're telling us, trying to scare us again, that there's another big flood of the swine flu coming. Well, we already have... What?
Yeah, like I believe it.
Well, I don't believe it's coming, but I believe in being prepared. So are they going to let it out in the water or the air or something, some way to make them write that there was a swine flu epidemic?
Yeah, to make it real that way.
Yeah,
but, you know, I've heard too that the soldiers, because of the body armor that they have, instead of, you know, the injuries killing the person, it shakes up the brain. And that this is what's causing a lot of the problems.
Well, that's what our TBI project that we've already turned over to the Army, and we're helping them create the devices that can be used on the front lines. And the next step is to give the frequencies then to help undo that, help the body undo that damage. And we've already done it with civilians. We're just pretty sure 90%, 99% that we can do it with the Army people too. But with the swine flu, we have already proven that the frequencies that we have, that we've used them with confirmed Tamiflu-resistant swine flu.
Okay.
And we know the frequencies, and James Marshall has written a piece of music, and because these are pathogens, the CD music will work, and you can download this on a CD from Music Man Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, musicmanjimmy.com.
And is this all one word, too?
Yes.
Musicmanjimmy.com.
And instead of putting that in your music cabinet, you need to put it in your medicine cabinet. And he also has another one, Signs of Life.
The what?
Signs of Life.
Fire of Life, like F-I-R-E?
No, sign. Like a sign wave?
It'd be S-Y-N-E, wouldn't it?
It's S-I-N-E, sign.
S-I-N-E.
E, yeah, Signs of Life.
S-I-N-E?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, I'm having trouble with it. I'm trying to make sure everybody out there gets S-I-N-E of Life. L-I-F-E.
Yes. And James Marshall wrote the music. He is an actor and a composer, and Big Pharma nearly killed him. He was taking some medication, and it melted his large intestines. He was in the hospital for nearly 2 years, and they just told him, go home and die. There's nothing we can do for you. People might recognize him if they think about the biker on Twin Peaks, and he was in A Few Good Men. But they told him to go home and die, and he called us. He had heard us on a national show, and he said, can you help? I want to live. I know I have more to do. I said, I don't have the slightest idea if we can, but I'm willing to try.
Yeah.
And now he's gained his weight back. He's coming out of the hospital. He's like skeletal. So he's gained his weight back. He can eat foods now. He's back to work. He's back composing. He's excited about what's going on in the universe again. And they don't say, you're going to die.
Yeah, I have clients that come to me, too, and they said the doctors have told them there's nothing we can do, go home and die. And they said, I'm not ready to die. So the doctors give up on these people, but yet we're able to help them. There's a lot out there that people don't realize that can be done.
Well, there's so many wonderful doctors out there, but they're being tied up by, okay, you can spend 11 minutes with that person.
Yeah.
I recently went to my doctor. He charged me $70. 40 of it, he said, went to the insurance company. More than half went to manage the money. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
The doctors
doing
the
old-fashioned doctors they used to have. They would house call, and they would sit, even if you came to their office, they'd sit there and talk to you.
Yes.
It makes a big difference. These doctors don't have any idea about the person, their problems, or anything.
Well, it's not the doctors, though. It's the HMO that said, if this person comes in and has this complaint, you can spend 5.6 minutes with them. No more. You will order these tests, and then you'll get them out of your office.
Yeah.
They're just being tied, and the doctors are you're not going to have any patients if you don't cooperate with us, because we're just not going to pay.
Yeah, because I also have clients who work for the drug companies, and I hear things you don't want to hear. So I know all of this is really happening. But see, that doesn't allow the doctor to really understand what's wrong with the person.
That's right. My solution to it was I canceled my insurance, all but catastrophic. And I took my insurance payments, and I put them in a little bowl here, and there's still money left over at the end of the year, even though I went to the doctor and I did this and this and this. Doing it myself, I had money left over.
But see, that's what I tell people when they come to see me. I spend a lot of time talking to them. We got to find out about their home life, their marriage, their job. Mm-hmm. All of these things are what are causing their physical problems. And
Absolutely.
The doctor doesn't have time to sit there and say, how is your marriage going or something, to listen to them. They're just not allowed to do it anymore.
Well, you and I are doing the same work, just from a little different perspective.
Yeah, we're getting the same results. That's important.
We're trying to get
people to realize there is, you know, your power of your own mind is really absolutely fantastic. But I believe you've been given this work for a special reason, and you're really doing it. This is groundbreaking work.
We want to get this information to Dan Brown and say, make your next book, your next movie about this, because there's people here who have the information now, and it needs to be shared with the public.
Uh-huh. I just looked at the clock. Our time is almost up.
Oh, good grief.
And, you know, people have told me that they don't call in because they get so entranced listening to the show. They're so interesting that they don't call in for that reason.
We're putting a group together called Guardians of the People, Health for the People, by the People. And
okay.
In that, we hope to train people to take this way of health back to their communities, and we'll help them set it up, we'll help them market it. And if they can use any this class at Vocal Profiling, or they could write to me personally at Sherry, SHARRY, on air, Sherry, on air, @gmail.com. I'll send all the information to them. I will send them the articles about the frequencies for swine flu. I'll send them the articles. I'll send them the article about Obama and vaccinations.
Okay.
And just how to be in touch with all of this. And I know there are millions of visionaries who listen to your show who are out there, and they want to help. They want to make a difference. And
yes,
those are the
I've heard this show now goes all over the world.
It does.
In Europe, and they've told me they've listened to it over there. So you're reaching a lot of people tonight.
Well,
but the main thing, people, is on her email, her name, Sherry, is spelt with an A, SHARRY. So it you said it was Sherry on air.
And I will personally write to them.
What was the last part? Sherry
on air. Like on the radio? Sherry on air.
And what's the rest?
@gmail.com.
@email.com.
No, G
okay,
as in George.
I'm going to have to go off, but I think you have done a very valuable service because you are reaching more and more people out there. And, you know, none of this can hurt anyone. I don't care what the skeptics say, just because it's different and it's unusual, it cannot hurt anyone.
We have results. They can't argue with that.
And nobody can be harmed by trying this. Okay,
right.
So I think we have all the websites on here that you gave out. One is nanovoice.org. I've been writing these down. And the nutrasounds.com. And then the email is sherryonair@email.com.
No, Gmail, like George.
Gmail. Okay, that's important. One letter makes a big difference. sherryonair@gmail.com.
Yes, and
I'll
send them the articles.
And Sherry, I want to thank you for coming on. This has really been very important. And I think you've reached a lot of people tonight that didn't know anything about your wonderful work. So
thank you
for coming on tonight.
This has been great. The time went too fast.
It did, because you got something to say. Maybe we might do it again sometime then.
We'll stay in touch.
Okay. All right, everybody. Good night, and thanks for listening.